I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I don't normally start a sermon this way, but I have to start off with a little apology, and that is that when I was looking at the leaflet, I looked at the readings and I looked at the Eucharistic prayer, and I didn't look at the collect, and so I completely missed that we were looking at Roberta Elizabeth Tilton today. And 10 years ago, I would have been able to talk about her without having reminded myself, but I'm old now, and I only have recollections of sorts. Does anybody remember Roberta Elizabeth Tilton, founder of SSJD, maybe? You're all looking out. You don't know either. Oh, no, poor Roberta. I mean, she did all that, whatever she did, and she got into the thing, and then we done for, I apologize. This is not a good example for EFM, but I do apologize. Well, I shouldn't even guess, but I'm just thinking that probably, I think she was either the founder of SSJD or the ACW. Was it the ACW? It was, yes, and it was about organizing women to do the stuff in the church around works of mercy and activities in the community and stuff like that, which is why we have the readings that we have today. Thank you, Deacon. You did, okay. Everybody's got phones these days. When you go home, just look up Roberta Elizabeth Tilton, you'll find out all about her, and it's really good. But where I really want to start is that, as you may recall, this last Sunday was Trinity Sunday. And, amongst clergy, there's always this thing about, it's got to preach on Trinity Sunday, or if you're sitting in the congregation, you're going, okay, what heresy will we hear this year, that kind of thing. That's the joke, right, about getting it wrong. And because, of course, I'm going to say the temptation on Sunday, or on Trinity Sunday, is to give a homily to help people to understand the Trinity. And the thing about that is that that's not the point, because you can't anyways. And if you think you do, then you don't. That's always a clue. If you're sure you got it this time, then you know you didn't. It's very complicated. But you see, the thing about the celebration of the Trinity is that it's not about learning to understand the Trinity. It's learning to love God, the Holy Trinity. To love God in the source of all who has made all things, to love God who has come amongst us in the flesh in Jesus Christ, to love God who in the Spirit dwells within our hearts and brings us together as one in the body of Christ. That's what Trinity Sunday is about. It's the celebration of the Trinity in whom we live and move and have our being. And we are drawn into the life of love by loving the Trinity who teaches us to love one another. And so I thought that would be a really good place to start, because today we have these lovely readings that clearly are reflective of the life of Roberta Elizabeth Tilton and all the great work that she did. That beautiful passage from Micah about, what does the Lord require of you but to love justice and to do love kindness and to walk, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. Absolutely beautiful, poetic expression of, we're called into this way. The gospel reading, okay, everybody here, I'm sure, when you're listening to it, have a moment where you go, gosh, that's harsh at the end there. No, everybody's good? Okay, yeah, well, there you go. But it's that thing about, feeding those who have come hungry, those who are naked, giving them clothing, and visiting the sick, and then those who are in prison. And it's about that call out to do what God wants us to do. But I'm going to say that, just like the Holy Trinity, the heart of what we need to understand when we're doing this is not first and foremost to understand the grocery list of things we ought to be doing, because, I heard a Christian comedian once say that, somebody told him once that there was way too many don'ts in the Bible, and he said, I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, you know, there's so many do's. If you did all the do's, you wouldn't have time to do the don'ts, right? And in fact, if you do all the do's, you can't do them. You can't. None of us can do them. It's not that we don't work at it, but that's not about it. But what's at the heart of it? Just like, you know, with the Trinity, that it's a call to celebrate, to love, to embrace and be embraced by the one who is all. At the heart of this action is to embrace a new creation that God is making us in Christ and by the power of the Spirit that changes our lives. A transformation of our minds through our understanding, education for ministry people, right? We're being transformed in our minds so that it might descend into our heart and bear fruit in our lives. And so this psalm that we had in between is, people have been in my office, you probably wouldn't have noticed it, but at one point we all decided we were going to put a little passage of scripture up on our windows, and so that we could, you know, just up in the window there, and we did it two-sided so that people on the outside could see it as well. I walked into my office one day and the window cleaners were going like, and I just went, hi. And they went, oh. Because that's what people do when they see clergy and they've just been making fun of your passage of scripture in the window. Right? Whom have I in heaven but you, and having you, I desire nothing upon the earth. That is so beautiful. Because what does it say? It says, where is the core of our life? Where is the center of our being? What is the center of gravity around which our lives should turn? What do we need? Do we need more stuff? Do we need faster internet? Do we need bigger houses? Do we need more technology? None of that means anything, except insofar as it orbits around this core in the center. The one who is, who makes us, who calls us into the life of love. And having him, having her, having this one, there is nothing else that we need desire upon the earth because we have everything. And that leads us, well, what keeps us from feeding the hungry? Oh, I don't have enough. Well, you know, I've been saving up, and this person obviously hasn't saved up. You ever heard those reasons going on? Yeah. You ever thought that? No hands, right? I would definitely visit the people in prison, except it's kind of awkward, doesn't fit with the schedule. I got lots of other things I got to get done, you know. Well, of course, those ones that are listed in the scriptures are not meant to be the shopping list. They're meant to indicate for us the inclination of our hearts towards our brothers and sisters and towards all people. Love at the center of our very being, the knowledge that in knowing and loving God, we have all things already, and there's nothing else that we need. Having you, I desire nothing upon the earth. It's the change of our hearts that comes from our learning, from our embrace, and of course, ultimately, by the power of God's Spirit at work in us, changing us and transforming us. So we celebrate today people who have made it to the end of EFM. Good stick-to-itiveness, that's good. That's always important. The commitment to get to the end, to the thirst for knowledge, the thirst to understand, the thirst to deepen our faith. And we celebrate you. We give you those certificates. But of course, the purpose of today is not to say, well, congratulations, well done. I know it sounds like that, but that's not what it's about, right? Who's online again?
Meg.
She can't respond, though. I would have thought she could make the blue light flash or something. That would have been really good. But we're not actually saying congratulations, well done. We're not. What we're saying is, we are here to celebrate with you having come to this milestone in the journey into the heart of God. It's a milestone. It's a good marker. But there's a lot more to go. And so as we celebrate, We pray God's Spirit to continue to inspire and encourage you and to open your mind even deeper, your heart even more fully to that love which is the core of our being and the center of our life and the goal of all our hopes. Amen.